Good morning, everybody. You are here with me once again, and I am Lori the Love Sherpa, and this is my show. Welcome. I'm so happy that you're all here with me today. I'm actually very, very pleased that all of you have decided to grace me with your presence. It is, looking at my calendar, it is Monday, November 10th, 2025, and it is now, what time is it? It is 10:05 a.m. You guys know I'm always a few minutes late. I try not to be, but doesn't always work out, but I'm never that late. So here we are, and we are on 1-2 Radio together once again. So how are you all? I hope that everyone had a really good weekend. I did. I had a great weekend. I'm really happy to say that. Let's see. What did we do? I'm walking around as we speak because I haven't really felt like sitting during the show. I kind of wander through my home with my microphone in hand, and I don't know. I just feel like sometimes I can free flow and with my thoughts better when I'm just sort of like walking around a little bit. First of all, the energies are really high today. So the Schumann resonance, I am certain, is just off the charts because I can feel the energy has kind of blown me away in my body. It's just so potent. And it's, I probably should sit down because it might just kind of knock me off my feet. I may have to sit down or lie down, more likely. Because when the energies when I say energies, I mean the energies that the Schumann resonance measures, which are like Earth solar energies, actually, is what they are. And they affect the Earth and all the people on it. Although some of us can feel it more acutely than others, some people don't feel anything, and you know, not everyone does, and that's fine. But I definitely do. I don't think I've ever met anyone yet who feels them as acutely as I do. I've met a few people who do feel them, and I guess it's hard to say because I'm not in someone else's body, but I've never heard anyone describe it the way I describe it. It's just so euphoric, and just it feels really good. And I've said this before, so it's a blessing, and I'm very, very grateful to be able to feel energies this way. But it's funny because you never know what's going to come out of my mouth. It really takes off the filter. So I will do my best to be mindful of that and not shock anyone too much. I'm also going to check my air conditioner. It's a little hot outside today. It was pretty hot yesterday here in Oceanside, California. And it was really surprisingly warm. And today it's supposed to get up to about 80. And you know, it does that in California. It does what it wants, the weather. But it's not really usually that warm in November, except, you know, here and there. And today is one of those days. So I'm going to enjoy it. So this weekend, let's see. So yeah, if you're feeling at all, you know, high or euphoric or unusually more of whatever you're normally feeling, and it could be positive and negative. Some people have like body issues. Actually, I have body issues sometimes with the ascension energies being so high. My stomach tends to get a little funky, but it's all good. So whatever you're feeling, I hope that you will just allow it to be there, and you'll just kind of roll with it. And don't resist it, because you know what I always say, resistance is futile, and resistance will just create more of what you don't want. So whatever you're experiencing, just allow it to be there you know, accept it. And if you want it to change, that's the way to allow spirit to come in and have the energy shift for you. Because spirit is the one that does the shifting of the energy. And since we are all God beings and we are Christ consciousness, we are the ones who are connected to that energy. It's like the waves of the ocean. Everyone's an individual wave, but we're all connected to the one big ocean. And that's how it works with consciousness and energy. We're all connected, yet we're all seemingly separate. At least that's the way it looks. So just whatever you're dealing with right now, you know, breathe, allow, know that if you can get yourself into the feeling place of having what you want, it's a spiritual law. If it has to come, if you are so strongly in the feeling of having what you want and knowing for certain that it's on its way, it has to come. It has to, energetically. There's just no two ways around it. And the reason sometimes people have trouble with that is because many people have limiting beliefs that they may even be unaware of. Many times that is what happens. But that is the way to do it. So if I zone out, that's kind of what's happening. The energies are hitting me pretty hard. So, but that is the way to do it. And the more that I realize how true this is, the more I am inspired to share it with all of you. Because I know it's worked for me in that way. There are certain things we have some limiting beliefs about and other things that we don't. So in my life, the thing, thankfully, that I don't have a lot of limiting beliefs about is money. That's one of the things. I have other things too, but, and I'm thankful that I don't have that because it allows me to manifest money very easily. And like I said, I'm very grateful for that. So one of the ways I manifest money easily is knowing that I deserve it and knowing that I'm worthy of it. Why wouldn't I be? Why wouldn't you be? We're here, as I said, we're children of God. You know, the universe has our back. And we don't come into these human bodies to suffer. We come to learn lessons, yes. But we don't come to suffer. We come for joy. We come to teach. We come to learn. We come to experience everything. Everything that we decide we want to experience before we are incarnated into these human bodies. We choose. We choose what we want to learn. But really, we're here to just feel everything and experience joy in the process. So the way to manifest money is to know that money is energy and money needs to flow in and out. And if you know this, you know that it's okay if you go through a period of time where money is mainly flowing out. So you allow it to. You try not to get all messed up about it and all tense and upset. And trying to hold on to it tightly is the worst thing you can do. I mean, yes, saving money is great because obviously that makes us feel more abundant because you have a nest egg to fall back on. But it's not as important as knowing that you will have the money you need when you need it. And like I said, I say this from experience. I've never been in a position where I didn't have money for something I needed. And I mean, I know a lot of people don't. And that's why I'm saying what I'm saying, because when we have limiting beliefs, it can prevent the money from flowing. So I don't want you guys to have any limiting beliefs. And if you do, figure them out, like really drill down to what they are. do a process with yourself and find out where those limiting beliefs are in you and dissolve them. Because you can do that. And sometimes all it takes is talking to your higher self and asking questions around what you need to know. So for instance, you might ask yourself, or ask Spirit, show me what my limiting belief is around money, or whatever you have a limiting belief around. Usually it's money. A lot of people, and love, money and love are the two big ones for people. Because those are the things that we feel like we can't live without. And obviously it's much harder to live without money. In this world, we can certainly live without love, but it's often not as much fun for a lot of people. And it hurts to live without love for a lot of people. So yes, money and love are the two big ones that people sometimes have a lot of trouble manifesting. And like I said, it's because of the limiting beliefs that you hold. Sometimes if you don't feel worthy of having something because there's a limiting belief, the money or the love or the thing you really want doesn't come as quickly as you would like, if at all, until you clear the limiting belief. And talking to Spirit, talking to your higher self, and asking, you know, show me the limiting belief, show me what I can do. And also asking for a clearing is one of my favorite tools, because you can be cleared of a limiting belief or a bad habit or anything that is affecting your life that you really don't want. You can be cleared of it through grace. And that's why some people pray for grace. It's all the same. No matter what spirituality you believe in or what religion you are, it's really, really a lot of the same. Because praying for grace or asking for grace, asking to be released from something that you no longer want, or something that's no longer serving you, asking for grace can often make things shift pretty quickly. Because a lot of things can be cleared simply through the grace of God. And I love that, because if you've been suffering with something for so long and you don't know what to do about it, try asking for it to be cleared and see what happens. And I'm of the belief that you really only need to ask for what you want once. I don't think it's a good idea to really go back every day and ask for the same thing. And I know, depending on what we're talking about, there are different schools of thought on that. But I feel like if you have a desire and you put it out into the universe, it's kind of like placing an order at a restaurant. You don't keep going, you don't place your order and then go back to the kitchen or grab the waitress and say, hey, you know, is my order coming? When's it coming? Is it here yet? You don't do that. You just wait, knowing that it's going to show up. Well, that's how I feel about anything. Anything you want, any desire you have, anything you need. If you ask Spirit and you have a desire, you're already asking. You don't even have to like voice it really, but it's helpful to put it into words and ask in a way that's already, in a way that's grateful for already having it. Like what I do, especially if I'm talking to angels, but I also do it with Spirit. I say, thank you, Spirit, for this wonderful thing, for giving me this wonderful thing. Even if it hasn't arrived yet, I do it. Actually, I do it every day with money, and I'll let you in on one of my practices. So what I do is I have a reminder on my phone, and I'm going to go to it. Let me see if I can pull it up. Well, anyway, it's a reminder I have on my phone every day. And I put it there when I was trying to call in money. And I've kept it there, and I've kept it as a reminder. So what it is every day at like 2 o'clock, a reminder pops up on my phone that I have preset. And it says, I should have it memorized, but I'm totally being blitzed out by the energies here. So I can't think straight. I'm just giving you what I'm getting right now. Looking things up is brain work. That doesn't work too well when I'm this euphoric. But let me see if I can do it anyway. Oh, yes. Oh, thank you, Spirit. Spirit just showed it to me. Like, it popped right up on my phone. That's so great. Okay, so I'm going to sit down. Let me adjust my microphone. Bear with me, people, please. I appreciate all of you so much. I don't want to make too much funky noise. Okay, so what the reminder says on my phone every day at 2 p.m., it says, and I quote, "I feel grateful and relieved that I have plenty of money." And that's the first one. I have two of them, actually. So that's the first one. And you can use this as an affirmation. You don't have to put it on your phone if you don't want to, but I like having it on my phone because it reminds me. It reminds me so that I can focus for a moment on the feeling of having plenty of money, right? It's very helpful. Very, very helpful. So again, it's, "I feel grateful and relieved that I have plenty of money." And then I put a little added note to remind myself to actually feel what it feels like to already have money. And I gave myself this note and this reminder when I was trying to call in money. And so I did this probably, I don't remember how long, a few months. And the money came, and it came in a very big way. So I can assure you that this works. If you do this and you actually get into the feeling of what you feel like having a lot of money or having enough money, having plenty of money, that's why I put plenty. You know, I didn't want to put a finite amount, because you want to take what the universe is going to give you. And the universe is generous, and it likes when you go big. It really does. Don't ever play small. It likes when you play big, the universe. So put, you know, write this down somewhere and use it as an affirmation. "I feel grateful and relieved that I have plenty of money." And then just allow yourself to feel what it feels like to already have that money, even if you don't in this moment. Just let yourself feel what it would be like. Feel into your body and let yourself feel what it would be like to be that person who has plenty of money and doesn't have to even think about what stuff costs or if you're going to be able to, you know, afford it. Just feel what it feels like. Sit in that abundant place. See your bank balance, you know, really high. Mine is the image I have in my mind of my bank balance is extremely high, and it's actually going to get higher because I think it's too low. I made it a long time ago, and I think I need to raise it. Excuse me. I have to have some water. Excuse me, 1 second. I'm just going to mute myself. Okay. But I can pretty much promise you that if you clear your limiting beliefs about money or whatever else you have limiting beliefs around, you are going to have the thing that you want much more easily and quickly than you think. And this sounds really radical to a lot of people, but it's not that radical because I've done it. I assure you. And I haven't just done it once. I do this in my life over and over and over again. I promise you, it works. Of that, I'm 100% certain. And it's why I really love to share this tool, because not that many people know how to do it. And once you really know how energy works, you can bring pretty much anything you want into your life. You just have to clear whatever is stopping you. Clear those feelings of unworthiness, because we are all worthy by virtue of, excuse me, excuse me one sec. We're all worthy by virtue of the fact that we are here as God consciousness in a physical body. We are all worthy of what we desire. We just are. There's no two ways about it. There's absolutely no reason to feel unworthy when you know that about yourself. Of course, we all go through different experiences in childhood, which affect us. And some people go through, you know, worse things than others. And they can really traumatize you. Absolutely. We are all walking around with some sort of trauma. Everybody. There's not a single person who isn't, unless they're an enlightened being or an angel on the earth. You know, it's really, even if you are an angel on the earth, still, if you're in a human body, I dare say there's trauma going on somewhere. don't hold me to that, but that's the feeling that I have, because I actually know people who are angelic beings and definitely have some trauma. They tend to have less trauma, let's put it that way. The angelic beings walking the earth that I personally am aware of, they still go through things, but I feel like they kind of have it a little bit easier. you know, as you would understand to be the case, since they are earth angels. But anyhow, the rest, everybody else walking around as a human, and that's not to say everybody is not of this world or of this earth. I don't think any one of us is actually of this earth. We're all from somewhere else, because we're souls, and a soul is an otherworldly being, an infinite spirit. You know, we're not of the earth. We're just not. Our humans live here in this physical body on this earth for a while, but at a soul level, this is not our home. So, and some of us, when we go back into spirit, you know, our incarnation is as a soul. Other humans go back and they go back to their original form, which might be an angel or a starseed or many different types of otherworldly beings, because there are many. But that's a much larger conversation. So while we're here on this earth plane as humans, I want to try and help all of you to make all your lives as easy as possible. And this is one tool that I love for doing that. So that's what you do. You go and you feel what it would feel like to already have the thing that you want. And you can write yourself your own affirmation. You can use the one I used for money. Say you want to manifest a loving partner, a husband, a wife, you know. You do something very similar. And I find that putting it on my phone and reminding myself every day is very helpful. because we can get so distracted by things that we forget to actually use our tools. And this is a tool. Excuse me. This is one tool that you can use to manifest what you want. And it's the tool of actually feeling into having what you want. And it works like a charm. I purposely did not have my protein shake this morning because I didn't want my voice to be weird. Because I think that when I start eating, my voice just gets funny. My throat starts to act up. But I did have a celery juice, so there's that. So anyway. But like I was saying, that's the most important part in having what you want. You really have to feel like you already have it. And that seems like such an... I can't think of the word, but it's such a dichotomy, really, because I'm saying that you have to already feel like you have what you desire in order to get what you desire. But that is actually the way it works. And that's why I say, because your energy works that way. Energy doesn't know the difference between something physical and something energetic. So if you feel, that's why this works. If you can feel into actually being the person who would have what it is that you want, that's when it comes. And like I said, I've done this more than once. I've probably done it at least a handful of times throughout my life, because I reinvent myself on a daily basis. And sometimes those reinventions have been really huge, like life-changing, mostly. And so that's why I want all of you to understand that this is the way to do it. And there are other ways too, but I find that this one is the best. This is a tool that many spiritual teachers teach it, but Neville Goddard, who I really love his work, he teaches this. The feeling is the secret. So if you can be the person energetically who already has what it is that you desire, you will have it in physical form eventually. You will. I wish I could tell you how much I know this. So, all right, it's time for me to tell all of you how to get into the Facebook page, because obviously I want to talk to you, and I hope you want to talk to me. And I would love to hear your questions. I would love to hear your thoughts. I am a wild woman right now, but I am a spiritual psychology practitioner. I also do a lot of other things, and I'm intuitive. I'm a human design projector, so I'm a natural guide. And I really want to hear what all of you have to say. So let me tell you how to get over to the Facebook chat where you can actually talk to me. Go to your device or your computer, and I'm doing this at the same time. If I can. Okay. Go to 12radio.com. And that will take you right over into our webpage, where if you look on the left side, you will see some options. And one of them is chat. So hit chat. And that will take you right over into the Facebook page, where if you've never been in this group before, you can just join the group. And my fabulous producer, Serena, should be able to let you in pretty quickly, I think. And then if you're already a member, or once you get into the group, you just scroll down until you see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And I see everybody. I see Rob. Hey, Rob. Good morning. And I see Pamela. Hey, Pamela. Aw, thanks for the heart. And I see my friend, my bestest friend in the whole wide world, Kat. And she says, hi, friends. Kat's awesome. You're also awesome. Oh, my goodness. And Quelly's here. Hey, Quelly. Oh, I'm getting all the hearts today. I love it. She says, Quelly says, Monday blessings, Lori. Blessings to you too, sweetie. Okay. Let's see. So Kat says, solid message this morning, Lori. Thank you. I've definitely been in the frequency of my desires fulfilled with such an ease and clarity around it now. Yes, you have. And she continues, of course we are powerful and sovereign creators of our lives. Yeah, that's exactly it, Kat. Exactly. And you know this. I know you know this. So I, for one, am very happy to hear you say that there's an ease and clarity. And there should be. Because once we work on this for a while, it took me a while. It honestly did, to really anchor it into my body. And I feel like in some ways I'm still anchoring it, even though I know it's true because I've seen evidence of it for so long and so many times in my life. But it's kind of funny. You know, the human doubt kicks in occasionally. And so you just have to get really, really certain that even if there's doubt, your desire just needs to be stronger. That's it. Let your desire be stronger than your doubt. I think that was a Mama Gina quote. Let your desire be stronger than your doubt. So that's what we're doing. We're feeling into being the person who has what it is that we want, who already has it. So you have to move like you have the thing now. If you want love, move like you are already being loved, because you, in fact, are love. You don't need somebody else necessarily to let you know that. That you can know on your own, because you are the energy of love. And when you know that you're the energy of love, that's when other people, other beings, feel your energy and they gravitate towards you. That's just how it works. And with money too, money is energy. Money will not gravitate towards someone who doesn't feel abundant. It just won't. We have to feel abundant. And you don't necessarily have to do things that don't feel, you don't have to do anything that feels fake. You want to do something that actually feels good. That's the whole point. Like, let yourself feel good in what you're desiring. So if you're stepping into the role of someone who has money, go there from a place of love. Enjoy the desire. Don't let the fear grip you. Because what's happening in present time, in front of you in this very finite world, in this very dense, you know, world, as I tap on my counter, what's happening here in the present is old stuff. That's the stuff that you already created, and it's great, hopefully. It's all well and good that you've created all the stuff that you already have, but it's old news. And Abraham teaches about this too. What's coming is the stuff you can't see yet, but it is coming. It takes a moment to crystallize between the unseen and the seen. That's why certain things take longer than others. And it doesn't mean that big things have to necessarily take longer, but they sometimes do, because we are not as quick to believe that we can have the big things as easily as we can have the small things. So that's why they take longer. It's harder for someone to believe that they could, you know, manifest, I don't know, a whole huge amount of money than it would be to manifest a dollar. So try manifesting a dollar first. See if you can do that, because that's easier for a lot of people, right? So once you see that you can manifest small things, sometimes this is really good practice. Once you see you can manifest small things and bring them into your physical experience, that shows you that you can actually do the thing. And that shows you that you can actually create what it is that you want. And then you can focus on the bigger things. So sometimes it's a progression. I like to jump right into the big things personally, because I've already done it a lot. So it's okay for me. I like to jump right into the deep end of the pool and say, yes, this is what I want, this huge thing. But if you're not comfortable with that yet, it's going to be really hard for you. It's going to be really hard to do that off the bat if it's never been something you've experienced already. So start slow if you have to. Excuse me, 1 second. Okay. Yeah, and Kat also says, I actually do journal on the same desires each day. Not exactly the same each day as I tune into what feels truly alive and inspiring. It's not out of desperation or doubt, but rather to continue to align with the feeling of having exactly what I want. Yeah, okay, so Kat makes a really good distinction. Thank you, Kat. So that's what I was saying, and that's the same. Those are different things. So you don't want to keep asking necessarily with desperation. You want to have a reminder that you can enjoy. That's the difference. The difference is always fear and love. Always. You can do many things, and you can do the same thing out of fear or out of love. You can do it from a desperate place or an inspired place. Inspiration or desperation. That's the only reason we do anything. Really. And I'd rather see everybody do things out of inspiration, because desperation does not feel good. And it doesn't work as well. It really doesn't. not even close. So what Kat says here is actually very true. And that's the distinction. I'm so happy that you said that. You have a way of doing that, Kat. Kat always like throws in the thing that we need right in that moment. That's so great. And I love that about you, Kat. So the distinction, because what I said before was you don't have to keep asking, and you don't have to keep asking. Because if you're asking constantly, that's like telling the universe, I don't have it yet. I don't have it yet. I don't have it yet. And that's not a good message to give the universe. The universe wants to hear, oh, I have this thing and I feel great. Because then what the universe is going to do is, oh, so that's what you're feeling. Let me give you more of that. Right? That's exactly what's happening. So you want the thing that you're desiring. You want to be desiring it from a place of inspiration, not desperation. That's the huge difference. So yeah, don't sit there, you know, upset and be like, why is this thing not coming? Please, God, give me this thing that I want. Don't do that. You just want to be thankful that you already have it, even if it hasn't materialized yet. Because, as Abraham says, it's already in your vortex energetically. It's already there. Abraham talks about the three steps. One is you ask. Two is the universe automatically goes into fulfilling your desire and puts it in the vortex. So it's there. It's there. The third step is just you having to allow it in. And the way that you allow it in is what I'm talking about, by getting it to the feeling of already having it. So it's really not complicated. It's just asking from a place of love, not desperation. Although sometimes, you know, you get desperate and you ask. That's okay. That's all right. As long as you don't keep doing it. Ask once. And then you can remind yourself of the fact that you already have it, because energetically you do. And it sounds crazy to some people, but it's actually true. And I know, like I said, I've done it. Okay. Kat says, I love the encouragement to play big. Yes. Why play small in this life? You play small, that's all you're going to get. Don't ask, don't get. You have to really go for what you want if you expect to get it. And that's what I've always done, and it's what's always worked for me. I don't ask for small things. I ask for big things. And I get them. And I'm happy to say that. And you can too. Okay. Hey, Ryan. Ryan says, hi, Lori. Question if you have time. Does spirit have any insight on moving away from fear and into the flow of our internal authority? I'm not sure what you mean about internal authority. Can you expand on your definition of internal authority? If you mean your higher self, it's kind of what I've been talking about. What I'm hearing is kind of what I've been saying. The way to move away from fear is to know that love is your natural default setting. Love is always our natural default setting. The cork is always trying to rise to the top. You know, you throw a cork in the water, you can't really hold it under. It just wants to pop up. Well, that's what our energy is like. Our energy is like that cork. The only way it stays in fear under the water is if we hold it there. But if we allow it to come up, it will pop up. All we have to do is relax, honestly. We have to relax. We have to realize that any fear that we have is not real. Fear is an energy that is not real. It feels real because we're in human bodies, but fear is an energy, and it actually isn't real. Only love is real. So if once you realize that the fear is not truth, any fear thoughts that you're having are not truthful thoughts. So control your thoughts and realize that anything fearful just isn't true. And once you realize that and move into love, which is, I think, what you're talking about, our internal authority, because who we are is energetic beings of love. And once you move into that, things tend to shift pretty quickly because you're not stuck in fear anymore. Once you're not stuck in fear, you automatically move into love. And the way to do that is to use your tools. You breathe, you allow your heart to open, you drop whatever fear thoughts you have, and you realize that, as I've been saying practically this whole show, that everything you want is there. You just have to let it in. So I hope that makes sense, Ryan. It's such a fun conversation for me because there's so many ins and outs and little, you know, tips and tricks that I have to do everything. Excuse me. And I really love sharing it. But if you're in fear, it doesn't feel so fun. And I get it. So like I was saying, you know, there's only the best way I know, and that is to actually get into the feeling of having what it is that you want, even before it comes into the physical form. So that, for me, dispels fear because I know it's there. I know that what I want is already there because I desired it. And who put the desire there? Spirit. I wouldn't have a desire unless spirit put it there. I just wouldn't. If it's, you know, a true heartfelt desire. A desire that comes from a place of love. Because desires that come from desperation and fear are sometimes a little wonky. But a true, like, desire from a loving place, you know, because there's a purpose to it. There's a good purpose to it. Like having money is a great desire because it enables you to help yourself, help other people, you know, live comfortably, not have to suffer. It's a good thing. And frankly, we need it in this human life. And having love, also a good thing. If you're a healthy, emotionally healthy human being, which, you know, I hope we are all striving to be. And if you're not, you can get help for that. You can get therapy and you can become a more emotionally healthy human being. But if you're an emotionally healthy human being and you want love because you want a companion, you want someone who will receive your love so you can receive their love and you can do things together and have fun, that's a heartfelt desire. And why shouldn't you have that? Right? So it really all boils down to fear and love, like everything else. So yeah, the tools are really important to use, and dispelling fear really only requires that you allow yourself to relax enough . And if you don't use any other tools, just getting yourself into a state of relaxation is going to get you unstuck, because relaxing and allowing gets you into the position of allowing in what wants to come to you. And everything that you desired and put into your vortex energetically is waiting to show up in your life physically. You just have to allow it and not keep it from coming by fearing that it won't. Because worry is basically like asking for something you don't want. You're manifesting either way. So why wouldn't you want to win? in your own fantasy, you know, honestly. One of my teachers said that recently. If you're desiring something, you know, let yourself win in your fantasy. Let yourself win in your desire. Why would you think it would be, you know, if you're desiring something, you're like, oh gosh, I really want this love of my life, but I'll never find it. That's going to keep it stuck and stop the energy in its tracks from coming into your life. So just relaxing and saying, you know, it doesn't look like it's in my physical yet, but I know it's energetically meant to come to me, and it's coming because I'm desiring it. It is coming. It is on its way here. And you can even, that's why I say you have to act like you already have it. Act like you already have it. Make space. There's like a feng shui thing. You make space in your bedroom where you take your bed and you put a nightstand. You put a nightstand on either side of the bed, both sides of the bed. You put two pillows on the bed as if there's two people sleeping there. You do everything as if you are already in a partnership with someone. You act as if. That's basically what it is. And it's so funny because this is a lesson that I learned so long ago. And it's honestly why I am who I am today, because I acted as if. I used to be really shy. I used to be super shy, like not mind-numbingly, you know, shy, but I used to be kind of shy. Obviously, I'm not that shy anymore. I still have a shyness about me at times, but it's not the way I was. And I didn't like being shy. I wanted to be able to be outgoing like my mom. My mom was a really good role model. She showed me she could talk to anybody. She was always very friendly. And I had her as a role model. I'm like, I want to be like that. And so I acted as if. I'm like, let me try this and just see what happens. So I acted like the person I wanted to be. And now I actually am. And that sounds kind of bizarre, but I actually am. I don't feel that way anymore. I actually don't feel shy. I forgot what that feels like because I became the person that I wanted to be by acting as if. So that's honestly the best way to do it. Whatever you desire, whatever, act as if you already have it. Feel it. Feel like you already have it. You have to feel it. And it has to feel good. That's the thing. You have to feel good. Abraham always says, the most important thing is that you feel good. Not at someone else's expense, but, you know, with love, not out of fear, from a good place. Let yourself feel good. So I hope that helps, Ryan. And I hope that helps everybody because I have to go. But I really am so happy that all of you were here. And if I didn't get to you in the chat, I will go back and look and I will respond there. So keep an eye on the chat if you want to, because I will answer whatever's there because I'm sure I missed something. I haven't been keeping an eye on it. I was kind of on a roll. So I really want to invite you all back next week because I have to make way for Serena right now, who's coming up next. But I love you all so very, very much. And I'm so grateful that you've been here with me. You've been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Bye, everybody. See you next week.